that said, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and in thy mother Eunice, I am persuaded that it's also in thee. Paul wrote to Timothy and he said, I see something in you. He said, it's an honest faith. It's an unpretentious faith. It's a real faith. It's the genuine article. It's not something that's put on. He said, that's what I see in you. But he said, the first time that I saw that faith, I saw it in your grandmother, Lois. And the next time I saw that faith, I saw it in your mother, Eunice. And he said, now I observe the same faith in you. One of the greatest things that you can pass to your children is your faith in God. A genuine, unfeigned, honest, unpretentious faith. That is something that you can pass on to others. So mothers then are makers of memories. You put something special into the lives of your children. Things that they will always remember about you. If you would please pardon me today, I only really know one mother well, and that's my own. She's been gone to be with the Lord now for some 10 years, 12 years. But what a great impact my mom had in my life. I remember that right after my mom passed away, I was sitting around with the preacher. We were talking, and I said, you know, the thing I probably will really miss most about my mom is her prayers. That's something I could count on. That's something I knew would be there. And I went on the strength of that. They have literally saved my life from time to time. And I said, I'm going to miss that. He said, oh, no. He said, you won't miss that. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, every prayer that your mother ever prayed lives on. The prayers did not die when your mother passed on. Those prayers are still here, and they're still effective, and they're still powerful, and God is still answering prayer. The greatest thing, one of the greatest things you can do for your child is pray for them, and the most important you can do is to teach them how to pray for themselves. Prayer is both taught and caught. You can teach people to pray, and you can do it best by watching them, having them watch you pray and pray with you. Prayer is an invaluable gift and a great memory that you pass on to your children. One of the greatest things that you can ever give to any child is the gift of prayer. Mothers are makers of memories. Amen. As I say that, there are probably memories that go through people's minds even as you sit here in this auditorium today. Amen. Activities that perhaps you did with your mom. My wife grew up in a family. There were 12 children. Actually, my mother-in-law had 15 babies, and all of them were single births. She was, expecting children a good portion of her life. Quite a lady. She really raised those children to a great degree by herself. Her husband was not a great help as far as raising children. He's a good man, a good provider, but he was not particularly interested in raising kids. Some of that time, a good portion, he was away working, and she literally was raising 12 children by herself. But my mother-in-law had a gift for making memories. She made birthdays a special day, regardless of how busy and regardless of how poor they were. She made it always a special day. And to this day, my wife has special memories of her mom making birthdays special for each of her 12 children that survived. And so she made memories. And they lived in an area where there were no churches of the faith that she was of. And so my mother-in-law would gather around 12 kids plus some neighborhood kids, and every Sunday they had church in their home. They didn't have a church to attend, but they had church in their home. Amen. Those are memories, folks. Those are great memories. Amen. Moms are memory makers. Menders are makers of memories. And then moms are menders of misfortunes. Nobody can kiss away hurt like a mom. Dad just don't have the gift. Sorry, Dad. Amen. I remember my brothers and my dad, when I'd get hurt, they'd say something like, "Quit crying, you sissy." I've had worse scratches than that on my eyeball, boy. One of my dad's favorite was, "Son, that skin will grow back, but them britches won't." Family full of compassion. But Mom had a way of mending misfortunes. She could see my agony. She could feel my pain. And she could help kiss it all away. My cousin and I were hunting lizards one day. That was our pastime in West Texas. Now, in West Texas, it's very sandy. You don't have many rocks, so you have to find rocks and carry them with you. So we had a very precious supply. And we saw a lizard, and my cousin threw his rock and missed, bent over to get it, and as he raised back up, I threw mine, hit him right in the back of the head. I knocked a big old gash in his head. Blood was running down his back. I was scared to death, thought I'd killed my favorite cousin. And guess what? Our moms were gone. I said, "Man, we got to get back to the house and get back there and get something done." He said, "We're not going back to the house. Mom's gone and Grandpa's there, and he'll pour something like kerosene on it." He'd rather be out in the cotton patch and die rather than go home if Mom wasn't there to fix it. Amen. He just knew that if Mom was there, it would be all right. So moms are menders of misfortunes. They can make things better when no one else can make things better. Amen. And I read a story about a concentration camp, World War II. Solomon's family was carried into captivity. He had a wife, two sons, his mom and dad. The rule of the prison camp was this: if you could work, you lived. If you couldn't work, you died. It was that simple. The parents were immediately, because of their advanced age, were marched off and killed. He was so concerned because he knew that one of his boys was not healthy. He was a weak young man. So every day when they would return from working, he would anxiously look for his family. He'd find his wife. He'd see his strong son, Josh, and his weak son, David. Things went well for some time. One afternoon he came in, and immediately fear rose in his heart. He couldn't find his family. Finally, his eyes fell on Josh, his strong son, and he asked him, he said, "Where are they?" He said, "Has it happened?" He said, "Yes, Dad. I'm sorry it's happened." He said, "David just couldn't make it today. And so they took him." And he said, "But what about your mother? Where's your mother?" He said, "Well, you know, Ma, whenever they started taking David, he started crying. And Mom said, 'It's all right, son.' And then she took his hand and she marched off with him, never to return." That was a mother's love. That was her way of fixing it. She knew that somehow Josh would make, he was tough. Somehow Solomon could go on. But David just needed only what Mom could give. And she literally laid down her life for her son. Mothers, whether you know it or not, are movers of mountains. Movers of mountains. I read about a woman in the book of Matthew, chapter 15, that did something so stupendous. The Bible said that Jesus had gone up to the coast of Tyre and Sidon, kind of take a little getaway time, it seemed. But when he got there, there was a woman that found him. Now, she found him because she was looking for him diligently. And she came, and the Bible said she started crying after him. And she said, "My daughter is sorely vexed of a devil." But she said, "I know that you can heal my daughter." Now, this woman was not a Jew. She was a Gentile. And as far as I know, she was the first Gentile that tried to break the door down to get to Jesus. And the Bible said at first Jesus just ignored her. And after a while, his disciples, there's nothing that gets on a man's nerves like a crying woman. And this woman just kept crying. And so finally his disciples said, "Send her away. Get rid of this woman." That wasn't his answer. He doesn't send anybody away. So he turns to the woman and he says to the woman, he said, "I'm just sent to the lost house of Israel." He tried, you know, the racism thing. You know, "I'm a Jew and you're a Gentile, and that ought to be enough." Amen. He said, "I'm just sent to the lost house of Israel." Amen. And then she looks at him and he said, "It's not meet that I should take the children's bread and give it to the dogs." Now that sent most people away right there. Call somebody a dog, that'd be the end of it, wouldn't it? But this mom was getting ready to move a mountain. She had a need that was greater than her sensitivities. She had a need that was greater than her feelings and her emotions. She had a daughter that desperately needed help. And this was the only one that she knew that could help her. And nothing was going to turn her aside. And so she said to him, "Lord, even the dogs get the crumbs from the master's table." Jesus looked at her in astonishment. And he said, "Such great faith have I not found. No, not in Israel." Hallelujah. Amen. And friend, he moved a mountain that day. Because of a mother's earnest prayer, the daughter was healed. The daughter was made whole. And a door was kicked wide open because somebody had the faith and somebody had the stability and somebody had the tenacity to keep praying until she got what she needed from the Lord. Amen. Now, Mom, you can move mountains with your prayers. You can still move mountains with your prayers. Amen. I know what I'm talking about. God has a special place for mothers. Because if anybody knows what you're going through, He knows. He has a special place in His heart for mothers. God hears men's prayers. You better believe He does. But there's something special about a woman's prayer that God listens to intently. So let me encourage you, please, today, when you don't know what else to do, pray. When you don't know where to go, pray. When you don't know anybody to turn to help you, pray. Don't just use prayer as a last resort. Amen. But live a life of prayer. It's amazing what the Lord can do. Amen. I know what He can do. My brother was in Vietnam during the Vietnam conflict. He was driving an officer across the battlefield. Their Jeep hit a landmine. It blew the Jeep over. My brother and the officer that were with him were thrown out of the Jeep, thankfully. And they were lying out in the open, exposed. There were snipers in the trees shooting at them. At that very moment, way across the ocean in Midland, Texas, the Lord spoke to my little mom, gave her my brother's name, and just said, "Pray." She immediately began to pray for my brother. You know what happened? I know that God's hand, an angel, I don't know what it was, but something covered both my brother and that officer. And it was my mother's prayers that they were not shot, not wounded, not killed, but totally delivered. That's the power of prayer. My brother was driving on his way to work in Dallas. His early morning traffic was heavy, moving fast. It was raining. The roads were slick. A motorcycle whipping in and out of traffic right in front of him fell over, started sliding right up under his truck. It looked like certain death for whoever was riding the motorcycle and an accident for himself. And at that very moment, back in Midland, Texas, the Lord just gave my brother's name to my mom. She immediately prayed. My brother said, I don't know how in the world it happened, but just before I ran over him, he said, that motorcycle flipped right back up on the wheels and went right back down the highway. I'll tell you what I believe. I believe that there was a mom that prayed. An angel of the Lord reached down and righted that thing and gave it a push. Amen. And said, get on out of here. The prayers of a mom are mountain movers. You have power in your prayers. I was in Houston, Texas. I did something kind of dumb. I'm still doing dumb stuff, but I'm trying. And I was at a park. And it was getting late in the evening. I saw two men coming toward me. They split. I knew I was in trouble. The one in front of me had a pistol, and he looked at me and he said, give me your money. Boy, did he choose the wrong guy. Amen. Brother Neil, you remember Bible college. I gave him my billfold, all $1 of it. That was all that was in there. $1. That was all he got. Amen. Praise God. But meanwhile, back in Midland, Texas, guess what was going on? Yeah, the Lord spoke my name to that little prayer warrior. And she began to pray. And I believe to this day that God preserved my life. And I'm still preaching today because of the prayer of a little woman who knew how to move mountains. Amen. Mom, what your children need more than anything else in their life is somebody that can move mountains for them. They don't need a fashion queen. They really don't care how skinny you are, whether you're a size zero. That doesn't make any difference. What they need is somebody that can touch God. Somebody that can touch the throne. Somebody that can move heaven and earth. And there are some here this morning, you had a mom like that. There are some here today, you had a mother like that. And you know that you need to be a mother like that. My question, are you passing on that same heritage to your children? If you have not, you can. Beginning today, it doesn't matter. I'm not trying to condemn anybody. I'm just saying that starting this morning, this is a brand new day. God's mercies are fresh this morning. And He wants to give you an opportunity to start out right now. I've made some mistakes in the past, but let's start today. Let's make a decision that beginning right now, things are going to be different. It's not going to be like it was in the past. Beginning today, I'm going to give my children the greatest gift that I can give them. I'm going to give them a godly heritage. Amen. Praise God. Let's stand together. Thank you for your time.